I am Pastor Dan Maxfield of the First Baptist Church of Chittenango, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. I'm glad you're all listening today. Who would you say you truly love the most, without question? Please take your time and think about your answer. Would this person be your grandparent or perhaps your parents? Would it be your spouse or your significant other? Would this person be your child and or children? Or would it be really a close friend? True love is communicated through a heartfelt love language that expresses a desire to spend quality time with the one we love. It is through this experience we choose to communicate wholesome words, affirming the relationship as we share a hug and or a gift, and maybe even lending a helping hand when it's needed. Has a special person come to your mind yet? I'd like to share this verse found in Mark 12 and verse 30. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. May the Lord add to us a blessing through his word. Do we each really love God in this way? If so, how does one reveal to God this kind of love? The biblical answer is through corporate worship. It is through the worship experience we can show our love language to God by spending quality time with him, communicating wholesome words to him through prayer, offering a handshake or a hug to each other as the body of Christ, leaving a grateful gift in the offering, and lending a hand to assist with the ministry and mission of whatever church we belong to. We know we all say we love God, but do we each truly love him more than anyone or anything else? Jesus asked Peter 3 times how much he loved him. Peter's response was, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus told him to feed his sheep and to follow him. We must do the same. It begins with a worshipful heart. God bless you. I hope this little devotion will bring you closer to your love in the Lord. I'm Pastor Dan Maxfield of the First Baptist Church of Chittenango, your pastor for the day.